KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:04, it's partly cloudy to cloudy, 47 degrees in Atlantic. We look for partly cloudy skies here today with a high of 73. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. Well, farmers in 22 additional Iowa counties now may qualify for low-interest emergency loans from the federal government as a result of this summer's drought. With the latest designation announced on Wednesday, farmers in all Iowa counties now could qualify for drought-related emergency assistance. Six counties added by Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack as primary natural disaster areas include Clark, Emmett, Madison, Taylor, Union, and Warren. In addition, farmers in 16 contiguous counties may qualify for the loans and other assistance. Farmers in eligible counties have 8 months from the date of declaration to apply for loans to help cover part of their actual losses. The emergency loan interest rate had earlier been reduced to 2.25% from 3.75% by the Department of Agriculture. News time is 8:05.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
Elsewhere in area news, the Ottoman County Sheriff's Department reports an Arkansas man was arrested Tuesday afternoon on a warrant issued in connection with a bad check that was written to an Ottoman business in December of 2006. 53-year-old Joseph Leo Collins of Van Buren, Arkansas, was charged with fifth-degree theft. The Sheriff's Department received assistance in conducting the arrest from the Iowa State Patrol. Collins was held in the Ottoman County Jail until appearing before the magistrate and pleading guilty to the crime. He was fined and later released. The Sheriff's Department said also yesterday that 52-year-old Jeffrey Dennis Spencer of Hamlin was arrested Tuesday night at his residence on an outstanding warrant charging Spencer with a violation of his probation. He was placed on probation in October of last year following a charge of third offense public intoxication. Spencer has since allegedly violated the terms of his probation. He was being held in the Audubon County Jail on $3,000 bond. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Office yesterday reported they're seeking information on the whereabouts of a 1950s-era model road grader and a 1956 John Deere Model 70 tractor. The implements were last seen on a farm in central Guthrie County about 2 years ago. If you have any information on the disappearance of the equipment, you can contact Guthrie County Sheriff Marty Argenbright at 641-747-2214. Shelby County Emergency Management Director Bob Seibert said yesterday that the fire danger rating in his county has been bumped up from moderate now to high. Seibert said the local fire danger index is being adjusted due to wind conditions and relative low humidity, especially for yesterday. And he says that he doesn't expect any red flag conditions in Shelby County, but they'll monitor the situation. The next local fire danger notice will be on Monday, September 24th, unless an expected change in conditions occurs. Four out of five senior citizens in Iowa are taking medications, but the study finds many of them don't understand how the drug may affect their abilities, especially to drive. Rose White at AAA Iowa says that the Motor Club is launching a website that allows you to put whatever meds you're taking to learn about their impact.
RoadWise Rx provides details on the common side effects of prescription and over-the-counter medications. Now, the free online tool generates personalized feedback on how medications or herbal supplements and foods and their interactions with each other can impact safety behind the wheel.
Even if you've taken a drug for some time, White says you may not be aware of how it may affect your senses, particularly if multiple medications are involved.
Our research shows that more than 80% of drivers age 65 and older regularly take medications, yet only half have talked to a medical professional about the possible safety issues and side effects related to driving. And so with this tool, we hope that they'll use it, input the information, print the results, and share it with their doctor.
Certain antidepressants have been shown to increase crash risks by up to 41%. Ingredients like diphenhydramine, found in over-the-counter cold and allergy medicines, can have the same effect on driving as being above the legal limit for blood alcohol levels.
In most states, in fact, including Nebraska and Iowa, a motorist can be charged for driving under the influence of drugs, which includes prescription and over-the-counter medications. And so for that reason, it's important to know and understand the side effects of any medications being consumed before you operate a motor vehicle.
It's estimated that by 2020, just 8 years from now, nearly one in six people will be 65 years of age or older, and most of them will still be licensed to drive. This is National Farm Safety Week as experts look to try to cut down on the over 300 farm-related deaths that happen each year. Iowa State University Extension Safety Specialist Charles Schwab said farming ranks as one of the most hazardous occupations.
The agricultural industry as a whole has a much higher death rate than any other industry and higher than the whole average, nine times higher than the average of all industries combined. So it's a huge number of fatalities that we deal with in our population.
Tractor rollovers account for most of the farm deaths, and Schwab said that they can be prevented if tractors have rollover protection, or ROPS.
The phrase in Iowa, which is very viable, is we haven't had a fatality from a rollover with a tractor with ROPS, and all of them have been with tractors without ROPS. So a good life insurance policy is get the ROPS on the tractor.
Levon Gallus is the coordinator for AgriSafe in Plymouth County, a division of the Floyd Valley Hospital in Lamars. Gallus says many times that farm accidents occur because of fatigue, so she tells farmers to take a break from the busy harvest season.
The main thing is just to be careful, to think before we do anything, and to try to not be, you know, so tired, I guess. You know, if we can take rest breaks and we can go at a pace that's going to be conducive for good, safe conduct, then I think that's what we need to be doing.
She's worried that the summer drought may present a new hazard on the farm, the form of aflatoxin mold in grain.
Yeah, it's the respiratory issue, of course, and so that dust or mold that gets into our respiratory tract, if we can avoid that by just using a mask, you know, I think that's really important to think of that first before we enter those grain bins, or even, you know, having it if you're in an enclosed area that has the grain.
Gallus warns that combines, grain trucks, wagons, and grain bins can oftentimes be a playground for children, and she reminds farmers to always know the whereabouts of their children before moving any equipment. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, the Justice Department's internal watchdog will be the only witness this morning when a House committee hears about his report into the bungled federal gun trafficking operation known as Fast and Furious. Inspector General Michael Horowitz says the operation that allowed hundreds of guns to reach Mexican drug gangs disregarded public safety, but he also absolves Attorney General Eric Holder himself of any blame. The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits is down slightly. The number dipped last week to a seasonally adjusted 382,000. That's a level that suggests hiring remains weak. New census data show that the U.S. economy is starting to stabilize, but not all as well. The figures from 2011 up to March of this year show that more young people are leaving their parents' homes for college or the job market. Once sharp declines in the birth rate are now leveling off, and poverty is slowing, but the unemployment rate is still at a high 8.1%, and more Americans are turning to food stamps. A senior Palestinian official says Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney is undermining hopes for peace and democracy in the Middle East. Romney said in a recent video to campaign donors that the Palestinians have no interest whatsoever in peace. Saeb Erekat, top aide to Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, said no one stands to gain more from peace than the Palestinians, and no one stands to lose from the absence of peace like the Palestinians. News time is 8:12.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
In our funeral announcements, Ethel Brenneman, age 95, of Iowa City and formerly of Atlantic, died Sunday in Iowa City. Graveside services for Ethel Brenneman will be today at 11 o'clock in the Atlantic Cemetery. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Robert Bob Ellis, age 90, of Stewart, died Sunday at the Stewart Community Care Center. A memorial service for Bob Ellis will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Dolores Kaufman, age 84, of York, Nebraska, and formerly of Marnie, died Sunday. Funeral services for Dolores Kaufman will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Red Line Church of Christ in Red Line. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Anthony Tony Weiss, age 49, of Denver, Colorado, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial service for Tony Weiss will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Leona Anderson, age 91, of Coon Rapids, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Leona Anderson will be Saturday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Robert Wilkie, age 77, of Erling, died Tuesday at the Little Flower Haven Nursing Home. A massive Christian burial service for Robert Wilkie will be Saturday at 10:30 at St. Mary's of the Assumption Catholic Church in Panama. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Gail Francis Meyer, age 88, of Atlantic and formerly of Cumberland, died Tuesday. Graveside services for Gail Meyer will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at St. John's Cemetery in Lyman. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. James Swisher, age 51, of Harlan, died Tuesday. A memorial service for James Swisher will be at next Tuesday at 10:30 at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. The Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Leola and Kirk Timmerman of Carroll have died. Graveside services for Leola and Kirk Timmerman will be on September 29th at 11 a.m. in the Manning Cemetery. Odie Twitt Funeral Home in Carroll has arrangements. And Viola Schwartz, age 98, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Heritage House. Private family services for Viola Schwartz will be held at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic is assisting the family. That is a check of our funeral announcements and the news this hour, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.